George Shorb Part 8.
And sometimes, when the church makes an example of the small criminal, she passes by a greater one. I believe that this is the grandest age that the world has ever seen, and I would rather live in America than in any other country on earth, and partly because of this boundless privilege of free speech. How can we bring in the golden age, for which the good of all time have hoped and prayed? By abolishing the rule of gold and establishing the golden rule. The buffaloes on the western plains, when threatened by other wild beasts, put the females and the young into the center of the herd. Then the males form a circle around them, with their horns, to the foe. The horses of Ardennes, in France, when attacked by a pack of wolves, keep their heels flying till the wolves fly. If we would all put our heads together, we could soon drive away the wolf of want. Baboons march in a company under a leader for defense or food. So with bird and insect, nature with 10,000 tongues proclaims the golden rule, and declares that godliness is profitable unto all things. Mr. Talmage says, God does not want this world to be too bright, for fear that we would always want to stay in it. But he saves his credit by also saying, I condense the gospel into four letters, and they spell help. We are assured that God tempers the wind to the shorn lamb, but countless lambs have been frozen to death. In the days of slavery, the preachers used to say to the blacks, God sent pious men to Africa, that dark, benighted land, and brought you here, that you might sit under the droppings of the sanctuary. It is thought that the greatest service a man can render to his fellow men is to relieve suffering and dry the falling tear, but it is greater service to prevent the suffering and the tear. The bliss of heaven, we are told, consists in the fact that God shall wipe all tears from all eyes. Illiteracy, it is said, increases crime tenfold, so education is a necessity, and should therefore be compulsory. We should not wait until a boy is a criminal, before we take him in hand, but prevent him from becoming a criminal. We need free evening schools and lectures on practical topics. Lawyers, instead of dealing only with criminals, might save us from a thousand crimes by addressing the people, like Pericles of old, on social and political duties. Doctors, instead of only treating disease, should teach us how to avoid disease.